Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow morning, the athletic committee at LSU is going to vote on a proposed contract, a new contract for Coach Ogeron. It's going to give him a raise, but a lot of it has to do with incentives. And I think when it relates, as it relates to Coach O, loyalty runs both ways. So I'll ask you, the audience, 260-1870, do you think Coach O would ever leave LSU to take another job somewhere else? And the only way that he would ever leave is if LSU ran him off. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing today, Tommy?
I'm all right, sir. And you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
So tell us what the athletic committee is going to hear, or have they been meeting about this, how the votes are looking to go, and as it relates to the entire board. How important is it that Coach Ogeron get a contract extension now, et cetera?
Well, I think it's a sign from the administration that Ed Orgeron is their guy. You know, they hired him. They made him an interim head coach after four games of the 2016 season. They hired him following the 2016 season, and after 2 years, the results have been mostly good. Other than they still haven't beaten Alabama, but they've won a New Year's Six Bowl, which is something that this team hasn't won a major bowl game in quite a long time. It continues to bring in big-time recruiting classes. This past one was ranked around number five. There seems to be some stability there. There hasn't been any major off-the-field problems involving the team. So, you know, at this point, I think just like anyone else who gets a job, that after a certain point of time, your boss takes a look at what you're making and says, okay, it's time to reward you for what you've done over the last 2 years, and the two-year contract extension is a signal to anyone that LSU's recruiting that Ed Orgeron is their guy for the time being. If you remember last year, going into last season, there were some, especially outside of Louisiana, who looked at Ed Orgeron was on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. Well, he quickly put that away, especially when they went on the road and beat Auburn.
So was there a tipping point, a pivotal moment, where LSU decided this is our guy? Because you remember that whole Texas A&M disaster, right?
Texas A&M disaster, meaning
on the plane the year before, where it was decided whether or not they were going to keep.
With Les Miles. You're going back to Les Miles.
Right.
I think this is a move with Joe Leva, probably consulted a little bit with F. King Alexander. I don't think this was as significant as that move was when there was an attempt to fire Les Miles, a national championship-winning coach, and firing him with basically a winning record. And also they tried to fire Les Miles right after they were – just 3 weeks earlier, previous to that, ranked in the top five. And then they lost to Alabama, and then they ended up losing their next three games, or their next two games after that. So I think this is a different situation. This is something where, Joe Leva took a look at it, looked at where Ed Orgeron was, what he was making. You know, $3.5 million, that's on the low end when you compare that to other Southeastern Conference schools. Now, Coach Ed Orgeron is unlikely to go to another school. I mean, he's not going to leave here and go to Arkansas or go to Auburn. This is his dream job, but just because it's his dream job and he's not really considering any other positions doesn't mean you pay him on the low end of what everybody else is making. So you got to find a happy medium, and $4 million at least, it seems, from Ed Orgeron's perspective and Joe Leva's, that seems to be the happy medium at this point.
And you hope that everybody treats each other fairly, because I could see where loyalty could be a double-edged sword, where if the LSU administration knows Coach O is not going anywhere because this is his dream job, well, then he can remain the eighth highest paid coach in the SEC. Conversely, you can look at it as, well, this guy's loyal. He deserves the reward. So South Carolina spends more on their head coach. Kentucky spends more. Does Coach Ogeron have to do anything more to get paid along those levels? Or the people that are above him, are they better coaches than him? You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I understand what you're asking. And one of the things that, you know, with the $4 million salary, you have to also consider what LSU's paying its defensive coordinator, which is over $2 million. So LSU is putting in a lot of money towards coaching salaries. LSU has done also paying a lot of analysts, which is the new big thing in college football when it comes to coaching. You have your, I think it's 10 paid assistants that are allowed to be on the field or in the stadium on game days, and now you got all these analysts breaking down tape and coaching the coaches, as they would say. So while it might look like, yeah, Ed Orgeron is now going to be paid in the middle pack of the SEC, LSU is still putting in a tremendous amount of resources towards the entire coaching staff. And I think they do get a bit of a break, though, Tommy, in the fact that they have a head coach who is not looking to go somewhere else. You know, I mean, even Les Miles, while he was very comfortable at LSU, there was always the possibility that he might go to Michigan. Mm-hmm. And there was also the chance where he was talking to Arkansas at one point. With Ed Orgeron, those conversations will likely never take place unless if the Dallas Cowboys came calling, would Ed Orgeron listen? Maybe, but the chances of that are I think the Cowboys have a better chance calling me or you than calling Ed Orgeron.
With Jerry Jones, you never know, Jeff. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right. Sounds good, Tommy.
You have a great day. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Our Blue Runner Food Opinion Poll, President Trump says he doesn't trust driverless cars. Do you? When we started this poll, I was...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.